You're listening to Rhema for Today.
When you speak to the giants with the word, you activate the power of God. Begin to declare what you're going to do to the giant, as I said. When you begin to declare, the end is in sight. It's the beginning of the end. Hello? How many of you are ready for it to be the beginning of the end? Then start talking the word. Start speaking the word.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth Hagin on his teaching, Winning the War of Words, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin for today's message.
See, win the war of words. The devil wants you to look at everything else. He wants you to look at a problem. He wants you to look at this. He wants you to look at that. No, the Bible says, look up. Tell the devil, say, I'm looking up. Oh, look down here, he might tell you. Look down here, look at this. No, I'm looking up, the Bible said. Look up, my redemption is up, not down. Oh, look at your billfold, it's empty. No, I'm going to look up. The Bible said, all of my needs are met according to his riches in glory. I'm still talking about opening your mouth and winning the war of words. I'm still talking about talking trash to the devil. You said that's just a worldly term, but it's a term. I used it because it's a term everybody understands. Tell the devil what you're going to do to him. Don't let him tell you what he's going to do to you. And then after you've told him what you're going to do to him, then take the precious word of God and begin to speak the word. The word says, it is written, Mr. Devil. Get out of my life. Get behind me, Satan. Ooh, glory to God. I don't know about you. I don't preach me happy. When you speak to the giants with the word, you activate the power of God. Begin to declare what you're going to do to the giant, as I said. When you begin to declare, the end is in sight. It's the beginning of the end. Hello? How many of you are ready for it to be the beginning of the end? Then start talking the word. Start speaking the word. Mark 11:23, we all are very familiar with it. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say in this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. I want you to notice, that's the verse of scripture that we are built on around here. And I want you to notice, it has a lot to do with talking. When you're saying something, you're talking, right? It says, say three times. Let's get the revelation that we got to start talking. It's all right to be a motor mouth in this situation. Hello. Now, turn to Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 4. I want to look at Jesus as he was involved in the war of words, starting with the 3rd verse of the 4th chapter. The tempter came to him and said, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Jesus answered, It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him to the holy city, had him stand on the highest point of the temple. If you are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against the stone. Now he's quoting from the Psalms there, the devil is. See, some people think the devil don't know the word. If you look here, he quoted the word to Jesus. Hello? Jesus answered him, it is also written, do not put the Lord your God to a test. And again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. Now, some people have a problem with us talking about that the devil is the god of this world. Paul says it in his writings. But right here, the devil showed him all the kingdoms of the world and said, I will give you all this. I will give you, said, if you will bow down and worship me. You can't give somebody something you don't have control of. So this thought, I'd do a little side thought there, you know, to bring that in. If you fall, bow down and worship me. Jesus said to him, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Then the devil left him and the angels came and attended him. I want us to notice several things out of this portion of scripture. You can win the battle and get the victory. Tell somebody sitting there, you can win the battle and get the victory. If you got the right word. So you got to have the right words. And of course, we're talking in a spiritual area. We're talking about the words from the pages of the Word of God. That's what we use. Now, number one, when Jesus faced the devil with the war of words, I want you to notice he kept saying, if you be the Son of God, tell these to become bread. And Jesus turned right back around and said, it is written. And he quoted him the word. Then the devil said, okay, you got me there, bud. But if you're the Son of God, throw yourself down from here because God said he'd take care of you. Jesus again said, it is also written. I want you to notice that just because Jesus replied to him with a word that he could not dispute, he didn't leave. He came back a different direction. I want you to notice, you may win the war of words in one area, but he's going to come at you in another area. First of all, he came at him in the area of food. Food. How many of you looked at your watch and said, oh, I wish you'd hurry up. I'm hungry. Food. Then he came at him, you know, and said, all right, so, okay, if you're really who you say you are, then you do this. Of course, the devil doesn't come to us like that, does he? Yeah. How many times has he come to you in thoughts or through someone else and said, well, if you're really who you say you are, you really believe God like you say, thus and so, thus and so, thus and so, do this, do that, do something else. Anybody ever had that happen? You can use the same thing Jesus said, you're not supposed to tempt the Lord thy God. Do not put the Lord your God to the test. So the devil didn't have an answer for him. So he turned around and he said, well, I got to do something else. I got to go another direction. So he started down another road. And he said, hey, look at all this. I'll give this to you if you'll worship me. Of course, he's never come to you and showed you all of the things that you could have. if you just quit living for God. All the good times, they're not good times for very long. The enemy puts a facade up that looks good, but on the other side of it is misery and death. You know, all of your old Western towns, many of the towns that got started here in Oklahoma, and in fact, there are some places that in some of those old towns that have gone down and are in just in ruins now, you can see that they had a fascia on the front of the building, but and it looked like it was two-story and so forth, but you got behind it and it was just a little bitty room. It looked like more than it was. In fact, sometimes when they're setting up for events, they will put faces and make it you look like you're walking down a street, and it looks like buildings and everything else. But you go through the door, and it's a little tent set up behind this big 8 foot by 10 foot high piece of deal that looks like the front of a nice building. Anybody ever seen that? That's called a facade. That's called a false front building. The devil makes all he has is false front stuff. All he has is facades that look good on the outside. But once you get inside, you're doomed. I'll give you all the kingdoms. And he said, away from me. For it is written, worship the Lord thy God and serve him only. Jesus got the last word. If you're going to win in life over your trials, troubles, tribulations, the things that the enemy brings your way, you're going to have to get the last word.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's CD, Godliness is Profitable. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD series entitled Because of Jesus. Last but not least is Lynette Hagin's book, entitled Along the Way, Building a Legacy that Changes Lives. All these items for the special price of $28. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. Rhema. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
You can apply to Rhema Bible College.
We
have the fall and spring intake.
Yes.
It's at Rhema.
We're taking applications right now.
RBTC.org.
In fact, you know, Rhema graduation is this month. It is May the 16th right here on the Rhema campus. It's going to be live streamed. So if you want to know more about Rhema, what's happening at Rhema Bible Training College, you can go and you can live stream that.
Right.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth Hagin with his teaching, Winning the War of Words. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.